Writer Calvin Trillin has been hearing a lot about transportation issues of another sort. Ever since he wrote his last novel about a man obsessed with parking his car in Manhattan, Trillin has realized that everyone has a parking story to tell.
People seem desperate to tell me about the difficulty of finding parking in their neighborhood or about their triumphs in coming upon improbably what we parkers call a beautiful spot. Some of the stories are fascinating, such as the one about a man who was blocked in by a double parking doctor for 45 minutes and later brought suit against the doctor for false imprisonment. Some of them, I regret to say, are about as entertaining as circling the block for an hour or so looking for a spot. What they all reveal, though, is that parking cultures vary from city to city. In Boston, for instance, I was told that by long-standing custom, anyone who shovels out a parking space after a snowstorm can reserve the space for himself by putting a chair in it. I had to tell my informant that in New York no more than 5 minutes would pass before the chair had been reduced to firewood. What makes that report of New England politesse in the snow all the more remarkable is that parking space is at such a premium in Boston that people who keep their cars in parking garages actually buy the spaces they occupy, the way people in other cities might buy a condominium. When I began a promotion tour for my novel, I took it for granted that New York was the toughest place in the country to find a parking spot. Whenever someone phoned a call-in show to tell a story about the difficulty of parking in, say, Baltimore, my response would be succinct: Baltimore's for sissies. After a while, though, I began to have doubts about my assumption that New York is the ultimate test for a parker. In Chicago, I was told that a neighborhood called Lincoln Park is sometimes known as Lincoln No Park. In the Mission District of San Francisco, where I was drawn one Sunday evening by a powerful craving for a pulled chicken burrito, I was astonished to find that the middle lane of one five-lane street, the lane designated with yellow lines as the place to pause if you're making a left turn, was completely filled with parked cars. That I've never seen in Manhattan. It has now occurred to me that in interviews about parking, maybe I should quit quoting a line from that song Frank Sinatra used to sing about New York. If you can park it here, you'll park it anywhere.
Writer Calvin Trillin. His parking novel is called Tepper Isn't Going Out.